Hey, Kathy, hello, welcome to the program.
Howdy.
And you've been doing some cow research.
Well, I grew up around a lot of cattle. I was never a cattle keeper myself.
Cattle keeper.
And
I did some cattle keeping
in
Ireland.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I used to go, you know, go out in the pasture with them a little bit. Watch them birth. But a few years back, we talked to a cattle producer who told us about some of these CRP programs.
Conservation Reserve Program.
That incentivize people with land, farmers, to put some of that aside for conservation purposes. And she was telling us that when you disallow those lands to be used for grazing, cattle especially, maybe sheep, that you are doing the land a disservice. You're not fully using what you have to regenerate the land.
And I want to say there's like 20 million acres of farmland in the U.S. that is now in the Conservation Reserve Program. And in my experience, it's a good program. It allows marginal land, often hilly land, erodible land, to be put into, basically rewilding it, which helps control erosion, but also provides habitat. It's been, pheasants forever.
Yes.
Pheasant hunters love CRP land.
It creates a lot of good wildlife area.
But the argument by the ranchers and cattle producers is interesting because it does make a good point.
Right now, there is, I think it's a 75-year low in available grazing land. And according to some of the farmers in some of the recent news articles, but in at least four states, Iowa, Colorado, North Dakota, and Texas, cattle producers are actively trying to influence Congress to change some aspects of the farm bill that disallow grazing on CRP land.
So their request is to allow some CRP land, and I wonder what the threshold or the criteria would be to accommodate grazing. And, I try to think of it as in a natural way. Well, how do ecosystems actually work? Well, the prairie prior to European colonization did a pretty good job at accommodating grazing. And the prairie for those of you not from flat country, prairie country, it's not all flat.
It's not.
In fact, we have the closest native prairie to Des Moines, Sheeta Prairie, is a hillside prairie.
Mm-hmm.
So there are plenty of places where prairie is pretty rolling.
But the deep roots of those prairie plants can actually be enhanced by the tugging action of cattle's teeth on that plant. It strengthens them from below and helps them to regenerate.
Right, but most of the plants growing on CRP land are not native prairie land.
Right. But they're saying that if more of these could be used as cover and then allow for grazing, the reason that there's so much diminishment of grazing land right now is this drought, and that has led to not just the dry land, but also the lack of water in general. I mean, both those things, they sound, mutually exclusive.
So the land is thirsty, but so are the cattle that are trying to make a living off it. Yeah, and again, I think the reason beef herd is down, the lowest it's been in 75 years, that's a complicated conversation because a lot of it has to do with imports of beef from other countries, a control of the packing industry by three big players, one of them owned by China, another one owned by a Brazilian firm. I mean, we're basically seeing a new type of colonization in rural America. Colonization for our soil, for our crops and our livestock, and also for our wind energy. I mean, wind energy is being extracted from rural states and being sent to high-density urban areas. I think we have to admit that it's not a matter of living on the land anymore. It's what they can take from the land.
And the cattle producers are also saying that they want to see any way that the USDA can help expand grazing land, because right now, as we've talked about before in this program, there's a real slowdown. In fact, it's almost harder and harder all the time for young farmers, the would-be farmers, to get into this this profession and this life calling, as they would see it. And so creating a system for increasing the amount of farmland or grazing land would encourage that too.
This reminds me of the work of, and I can't remember the fellow's name, but he's done great work in parts of Africa to reverse desertification through rotational grazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, part of it is just, let's do what nature did. Mm-hmm. Or let's let nature do what it does, you know. And you don't have grazing land or CRP land or woodlands that are devoid of animals.
Right. So yeah, diversity is best.
I'd love to hear what the con side of this is, but to me, it makes sense. Yeah. Hey, Kathy, thanks for digging onto this conversation.
You betcha.